Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website's for smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gordon Chang is our guest. He's the author of The Coming Collapse of China. He's a China expert, as you probably know very well if you've heard him on my show and wherever else you've heard him on. He's very much on television as an international business pundit. Gordon, thanks again for being here. You have a piece that you've written on the coming collapse of the Chinese financial system or their economy, I guess it is. I've forgotten the details. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, in the national interest, I've got a piece called 2015, The Year China Goes Broke. And the point is that, as we were just discussing, in order to support its currency and also to support its stock market, China has been spending large amounts, it's straining its finances, and the problem is that Beijing is not able to support everything at this point because everything's going wrong for them. And we're seeing burn rates increase dramatically. We're seeing China really being subject to the Federal Reserve. If it raises interest rates, going to take a lot of money out of China, at particularly the wrong time for the Chinese government. This country is hemorrhaging cash. Wind Information, right, which is the Chinese Bloomberg, has pointed out, and I just saw this yesterday, that in the last 3 months, the net capital outflow from China was $405 billion. That's incredible. Wow. in terms of thinking of the country's hemorrhaging cash.
One of the things I wanted you to talk to us about in this segment, Gordon, is the decisions the government has to make. Because you know, in America, I get tickled when I hear people talk about polling people about how the president is handling the economy. Well, the president doesn't handle the American economy. The president can influence the economy by regulations and executive orders and things like that, by laws. But the economy is run by the people out here in the economy, like you and me. The president doesn't do that. In China, that's not true. So it seems to me that China has what I'm calling a Sophie's choice. Do they choose the economic recovery? Do they go in the direction of economic recovery, which would have to be more free market, more open markets, or do they go in the choice of maintaining control, which is what's got them to where they are right now? What do you think about that?
I think that they've got a real problem because they do want to maintain control. That's going to be very difficult because they've got to move from an investment-led economy to a consumer one. But in order to move to a consumer-based economy, they've got to implement structural reform, and that's very controversial in Beijing because those entities and people who have done very well over the last 5 or so years have gained political power, and they're now using that political power to prevent change that must occur.
So you're talking about the oligarchs, aren't you?
Basically, yeah, China has its version of the Russian oligarchs.
Hey, Gordon, I got flash for you, and you probably know this. America has its version of oligarchs.
Yeah, that's right. We certainly do.
When I say oligarch, I don't think Russia owns the franchise on that.
No, it doesn't. It's just that in Russia and China, the oligarchs are more politically powerful because it's the nature of the political system. In China, at this point right now, there is a fierce, intense infighting at the top of the Communist Party about the direction of the economy. And in order for the economy to continue, people think that they got to put more money into ghost cities and infrastructure. Well, that's a short-term solution which prevents economic failure this month, but it only creates a bigger problem down the road by.
But they've already done that, Gordon. Gordon, they've already that right. I mean, that's what makes this such a silly argument for them. They've already done all those things. It sounds like you're saying that they're going to that their ideas, their solutions, are what they've already done, which got them to where they are right now.
Absolutely, and that's the real problem for China right now, and that is for them to have sustainable long-term growth, they've got to have structural reform. But structural reform will cause, in the short term, the growth rate to fall. And so, therefore, they don't want to do that, which means that they're going back to the short-term solutions of creating debt, which will make their eventual crisis impossible to solve when it occurs, which means they're basically going to go into a 1930s-style crash, in my view. Because, as you point out, you know, they're doing exactly the wrong things.
When you so if they go into their own crash, at what point in time does the American financial system say, okay, we've just got to do what Gordon Chang said and realize the truth about the Chinese economy and not get ourselves so wrapped up in it?
Well, I think that point has long passed. And unfortunately, you know, we've seen...
You think we're already too intertwined?
Excuse me?
You think we're already too intertwined?
Well, we are intertwined, but we're going to have to unintertwine, and it's not going to be our choice. We're going to see, essentially, our economies tear themselves apart, largely because of what's happening in China right now. China is hemorrhaging cash, as I mentioned, which means they're selling down treasuries, which tends to reduce the linkage between the two economies. The only place where the linkage is going to remain strong is that they're going to continue to export to our markets. And until we start enforcing these trade agreements, they're going to take advantage of us. And that's going to be to the detriment of small business and the American worker.
Yep, yep. When we come back, Gordon, your website's GordonChang.com?
Yes, it is.
GordonChang.com, folks. Be sure to check out his blog. You'll thank me later. When we come back, I want Gordon to talk about the implications for all the rest of us, especially out here on Main Street, for all of this. And is China more of a danger to itself or to us? Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.